So friendship with Jesus, I kind of feel that this is probably a good time to do this. I've had various people kind of who say, yep, I believe in God, but what about how do I process that? How does that change my life? And I think it's all about growing a friendship with Jesus. This is a lifetime's work. It's not, I've been a Christian now 55 years. So it's a long lifetime experience. Some of you may have been Christians longer than that. It's not, it doesn't like get sorted and everything is perfect. It's an uphill challenge all the way. So some of you here will have had friends from your college days, maybe your secondary school, perhaps even your primary school. I know some have had friends from nursery days. And I take my hat off to you, because it's very hard to sustain a friendship over the course of many years. It definitely takes two to tango. Friendship is one of the great gifts of life. Real friendship, the kind that grows over time, that can survive disappointment, that knows us as we are and stays with us anyway, is very precious. And at the heart of the Christian faith is this remarkable invitation, not just simply to understand about Jesus, to believe about him, but, or to even just to follow his teaching, but to grow a friendship with him. This has many great qualities, but two are that it is for a lifetime after we have first met. So when we first meet Jesus, it is ongoing for the rest of our life. And secondly, that he is always faithful, always prepared to spend time with us, never off-key or unfocused. Back along many years before I became a minister, a great course that I went to was a listening course, and it was run by Kongsbury Parish Church. So Fee and I would go over there on, I think it was Monday evenings, for about 6 weeks. And one of the highlights for me was just that opportunity to talk about myself. Who doesn't like to talk about themselves? And to have that, so, you know, one time we would be the person who'd be listening and reflecting, another time we'd be the person who'd be talking, and the other person would be listening and reflecting. So somebody who listened to you intently reflected only on what I said. It just made me feel important, listened to and heard and loved. And this is what Jesus gives to us. There's always someone we can turn to that understands us much more than we understand ourselves, is always there for us, always encouraging, always blessing us. And yet, Jesus is not simply a companion. He's also Lord of everything we see. He's the Son of God. He's the Saviour of the world. So how do these things belong together? How does friendship with Jesus actually grow? So I want to look at eight things this morning in answer to that question. Eight sounds a lot, but I'll go through them quite quickly. Friendship with Jesus. So first of all, Jesus knows what is in us. Friendship with God goes back to the Old Testament. Jesus brings God's friendship closer still. Our friendship gets tested. Friendship takes time and patience. Friendship with God can feel distant at times. It's a friendship that changes us, and it is a friendship that lasts forever. So firstly, Jesus knows what is in us. He doesn't have a rosy-eyed view of who we are. He doesn't say, oh, they're just wonderful people and they're perfect. David is perfect in every way. He understands who I truly am. In John's Gospel, we read, Jesus wouldn't entrust himself to them, for he knew all people. He didn't need any testimony about humankind, for he knew what was in each person. So many people said, oh, I believe in Jesus because of the signs that he performed, the miracles. They were impressed, enthusiastic, perhaps even excited. Yet John tells us that Jesus didn't entrust himself to them. This is not because Jesus is suspicious or distant. It is because he knows human hearts. He knows how quickly excitement can fade. What were you into 10 years ago, say? How things have changed since then. The excitements that were have faded, and maybe there are new excitements now that will fade at some point. Jesus knows how shallow faith can be when it has not yet been tested. He knows our contradictions. our generosity, but also our self-protection, our longing for God, and our desire to stay in control. Jesus knows what is in us, and this is crucial. Friendship with Jesus does not begin with him discovering our goodness. Thank God for that. It begins with him already knowing our weakness and loving us anyway. Jesus knew us, loved us when we were in the pit of despair. Secondly, friendship with God is not a new idea brought in by Jesus in the New Testament. It goes all the way through the Old Testament. There were particular people that were friends of God. In the Old Testament, God is not distant or abstract. He walks with people. Abraham is described as God's friend. Moses speaks with the Lord face to face, as we read there, as one speaks to a friend. Imagine that, speaking with God. These were not perfect people. Abraham doubted, deceived people about his wife being his sister for some strange reason. Moses argued, lost his temper, hit the rock with a stick. But their friendship grew through honesty, obedience, and shared journey. The Psalms speak also the language of friendship. Hearts poured out without polish or pretense. Psalm 62, trust in him at all times, O people. Pour out your hearts to him, for God is our refuge. Whenever I visit somebody who's sick or is dying, it's the Psalms that I nearly always turn to, because they're just beautiful, but they're honest, they're open. They show a God that is with us throughout, but life is very full of ups and downs, turmoil, stretches, challenges. We can turn to him and know that he is our refuge. So friendship with God, hallelujah, was never about impressing God. It was about walking with God. He's not impressed by anything that we do because he knows us full well. So thirdly, I just had to include this because it's not strictly to do with the point of friendship. Jesus brings friendship closer still. But I thought it was a very man thing. No one talks about Jesus' greatest miracle, having 12 close friends in his 30s. So when we come to the New Testament, Jesus takes this pattern and deepens it. In this passage we've just heard read, that Anna read to us, on the night before his death, he says to his disciples, I no longer call you servants. Instead, I have called you friends. You and I are friends of God, friends of Jesus. If we walk with him, if we obey him. For everything that I learned from my Father, I have made known to you. Those men that gave up, and the women too, women disciples, gave up 3 years of their life following Christ. They were called friends. This is astonishing. Servants obey without knowing the heart of their master. Friends are let in. Friends are trusted with understanding. Friends share life. And yet Jesus knows what is in people. He knows these same disciples will misunderstand him, abandon him, deny him. Friendship with Jesus, again, praise the Lord that this is the case, is not built on our reliability. It's built on Jesus' faithfulness. So fourthly, a friendship tested. So Peter, great example of somebody who really tested his friendship with Jesus. Peter loved Jesus fiercely. He did things, walked on water, various other things, because he trusted Jesus absolutely. He promised loyalty to the end. And yet, when fear closed in, Peter denies even knowing him. And Jesus knew this would happen. At the Last Supper, before this happened, Jesus says, Simon, Simon, I have prayed for you, and when you have turned back, strengthen your brothers. Jesus does not withdraw friendship in advance. He prays, he waits, and he plans restoration. And so that beautiful moment when, after the resurrection, Jesus meets Peter on the seashore and asks him 3 times, do you love me? Not to humiliate him, but to heal him. Friendship is rebuilt through grace. This is how friendship with Jesus grows, not by us never failing, but by always returning to the one that we love and who loves us. Friendship takes time and presence. So the more time we spend with Jesus, the closer we get. It doesn't grow instantly. It grows through time, presence, repeated turning towards one another. I know some of you, you feel transformed with your new love of Jesus. And you want so much more. And I think that's wonderful. But it's a period of time. Of Enoch in Genesis 5, that glorious kind of epitaph. Enoch walked faithfully with God. Isn't that wonderful? No great speeches, just a life lived in companionship. Jesus invites us into that same rhythm. Remain in me, and I will remain in you. Remaining, abiding, not rushing, it's staying, it's making space. Prayer, scripture, daily awareness, making space for Jesus to be present with us. Friendship with Jesus is shaped less by intensity and more by attentiveness. That great quote, Mother Teresa once asked in an interview, "What do you say when you pray?" And she replied, "Nothing, I just listen." So then the reporter asked, "Well then, what does God say to you?" Her answer, "Nothing much, he just listens." That's the kind of the secret of prayer, abiding in God. But there are times when that friendship feels distant. Often it's when we're struggling ourselves. Psalmist, again, "Why, Lord, do you stand far off? Why do you hide yourself in times of trouble?" Seasons when God feels very distant from us. So Scripture's very honest about this. Even Jesus himself cried out on the cross, echoing Psalm 22, my God, why have you forsaken me?" Friendship with God does not mean constant emotional warmth, feeling on top of the world. And silence does not mean absence. Isaiah said, "Truly you are a God who has been hiding himself." And yet the same God in the same book of Isaiah promises, "I will not forget you." Friendship deepens when we stay faithful, even when feelings fade. Seventhly, friendship that changes us. So every deep friendship changes us. We begin to reflect those that we spend time with. Scripture says, "Walk with the wise and become wise." Paul echoes this in this passage. "We all who with unveiled faces contemplate the Lord's glory are being transformed into his image with ever increasing glory, which comes from the Lord who is the Spirit." Friendship with Jesus slowly reshapes us. It reshapes our patience, our compassion, our priorities, not by pressure, but by presence. And then, eighthly, a friendship that lasts. So, in a sense, we have all the time in the world with Jesus. He knows our end from our beginning. He knows how much time we have. And so he works in us thoroughly, lovingly, patiently. The friendship Jesus offers doesn't end. He says in Matthew 28, "I am with you always to the very end of the age." And Paul declares a passage that I read at Lenny's funeral on Friday, "Nothing will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord." Jesus knows what is in us, still he calls us friends. Not because we are dependable, praise the Lord for that, but because he is. We can trust him completely with all that we have. Amen. We're going to have a